Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more on this special edition of the show. I have a new haunted doll. And his name is Kennedy. I have been wanting to tell you about this for a long time. I've been saving it up. And that's why I think in part this is a special show. Kennedy was given to me by a great friend. And soon that friend is going to come on this podcast as a surprise guest and tell you the story behind this most intriguing doll. But first, I am recording this in October, and it is now a tradition for me every October to tell you this tale, to set the tone, to create the mood, to tell you the story of Stingy Jack. Several centuries ago, amongst the green countryside and superstitious towns and villages in Ireland, there lived a drunkard known as Stingy Jack. Jack was known throughout the land as a deceiver,
a manipulator, and a drudge on his community. On a fateful Halloween night, typical of Jack, he was drunk and wandering through the countryside in the moonlight when he stumbled upon a shadowy body lying in his path. And to his surprise, the body, with an eerie grimace on his pale face, rose suddenly, and the figure said to Stingy Jack, "I am the devil, and I have finally come for you. You knew this day would come."
"What do you want with me?" exclaimed Jack.
"I'm here to take your soul down to hell," said the horrible grinning figure. Well, Jack seemed to accept his fate, but he said to the devil, "Then please, please at least give me one last drink of ale before I go." Well, the devil, always up for a good time, said, "Well, yes, fine then. Let's go to the pub for your last ale." Well, the two had a good old time, drinking up a storm for hours. Finally, the tab came due, but Jack did not have a penny to his name. So he said to the devil, "Well, you're a great and powerful magician. Let's see if you can turn yourself into a silver coin we can give this barkeep." Well, the devil was happy to show off and oblige, and he transformed himself into a silver coin. Jack quickly stuffed the coin into his pocket where Jack always kept a crucifix, and this trapped old Satan. You see, his power was gone next to a crucifix. And the devil begged Jack to let him go free, but Jack said, "I know my inevitable fate, but I'll only release you if you grant me 10 more years, just 10 more years on this earth." The devil had no choice but to agree. Well, you'd think old Stingy Jack would have changed his ways, but he did not. Some say he got even worse. But time flies by. And Halloween night, 10 years later, old Jack was wandering the moonlit countryside when once again his old friend, the devil, appeared next to a dark tree.
"It's been 10 years, growled the devil. "Now it's time to go, Jack."
And Jack bowed his head and said, all right, I know it's time. But at least give me one last morsel of food from this good green earth before I have to go." And the devil was actually kind of fond of Jack, and he said, "Oh, fine. I'll give you one last morsel of food since you won't be getting it anymore forever." They were next to an apple tree, and Jack said, "I can't reach them apples up there, but you're a great and powerful spirit. Can you please run up that tree and take me down an apple to feed this hungry belly?" And once again, the devil agreed to this request. But as the devil climbed up the gnarled branches of the tree, clever old Stingy Jack reached in his pockets and quickly surrounded the base of the tree with a ring of crucifixes. Satan was mad as hell that he had been entrapped again and demanded his release. And as before, Jack made a demand that his soul never be taken by Satan into Hades. Satan had no choice but to agree, and so the devil was set free. Well, the years passed by. Time always wins. Eventually, the hard drinking took its toll on Jack, and he died in pain. Jack found himself at the gate of St. Peter in heaven, but he was stopped. St. Peter said, "Jack, because of your drinking and sinful life of deceit, you shall never be allowed in heaven." So Jack was immediately spirited down to hell. But there he saw his old drinking buddy, the devil, once again, and Satan said,
I have to fulfill my promise, Jack. You shall never be admitted here. And so Jack was not admitted to heaven or hell. And the devil, with his eerie, vindictive grin, tossed a fiery ember into an old, hollowed-out turnip and gave it to Jack. And the devil said, "You shall miserably wander the earth forever, never at rest, always weary, with this lantern as a warning to all those fools who think they can somehow outsmart God and the devil." And to this day, on some dark, clear nights, especially around Halloween, you'll catch a glimpse of old Stingy Jack with his lantern drifting about the hills and glens. All he wants now is a rest that shall never come. He is doomed to this fate for all time. Those who see this apparition shudder and rush their children inside. He's old Stingy Jack with his lantern, or as we call him, Jack of the Lantern, or Jack-o'-lantern. And that, my friends, is the story of the Jack-o'-lantern. Yes, I don't know why exactly I love that tale so much. I guess because that, for me, it seems to capture that spirit of the origin of Halloween back in the old world. But now that that piece of nostalgia is out of the way, we will begin prepping for the main event of this show. That is because I am very particular these days about accepting physical packages from anybody, but I have known this guy for a long time. He's been a really good friend, and he has been telling me for a long time he was going to send me this package. And just recently, I mean, weeks ago, this large box arrived at my house, and when I opened it, there was one of the most impressive ventriloquist dolls that I have ever seen. And you may or may not know this, but technically, I guess professionally, they're called ventriloquial figures. And this was an extremely well-made doll figure. I don't think it's good to call him a dummy. And I mean, the craftsmanship was amazing. I think that a professional made this particular doll painstakingly, almost like Geppetto making Pinocchio. And the origin of this doll is, it's still sort of up in the air. His name is Kennedy. Now, why is that? Well, I'm going to ask that question in a moment, because when we come back from the break, my special guest, the man who sent this doll to me, is going to tell us all in his own words about how he obtained this and why that this doll is haunted. And then I'm going to tell you what I have been doing to study this doll since the doll has been in my possession. And as if that weren't enough, after we talk about all that, then I, just last night, went on a paranormal investigation at one of the most haunted properties in all of Las Vegas. I'm going to tell you the story about that place as well. My goodness. I guess you should know by now that if you want to really get the latest, greatest, breaking, fresh news, you have to go sign up for my free e-newsletter. Go to joshuapwarren.com and sign up for the e-newsletter right there on the homepage. Sometimes I just send out free, amazing stuff to people. Sometimes I invite you to participate in special events or experiments. And when you sign up, you'll instantly receive an automated email from me that's got some links to some free online goodies. And while you're there, I want you to also visit my curiosity shop. That's the curiosity shop at joshuapwarren.com. Buy something nice for yourself or a loved one and support the show. There is no period after the P when you go to joshuapwarren.com.
www.thepub.com. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and I will be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? It's easy for people to ignore their social batteries and spread themselves thin, especially at this time of year, when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Agiatato Zume! And if you have any experience doing paranormal investigation, you probably know that one of the biggest challenges you face is this phenomenon of genuine paranormal activity causing your equipment to malfunction. And that is a big, big problem when you're trying to document something, especially something rare. So I'm talking about your camera stops working, your microphone stops working, your batteries fail. I mean, it's just a well-known phenomenon. And people who are, you know, debunkers and cynics, they say, oh, isn't that convenient? Well, I know it seems that way, but I mean, that also is very much a part of, you know, what happens when these bizarre energies are manifesting in the environment. Well, therefore, it should not be a surprise that technical problems have been a hallmark of this particular edition of the podcast, and which is very clearly apparent because the man that I am interviewing here momentarily for this show
is my friend, the legendary Mr. Tom Danheiser, producer of Coast to Coast AM, also producer of this show, Strange Things. And Tom Danheiser has worked in broadcasting for many decades. And he's been, you know, on every end of the technology. And I've been working in broadcasting for decades. You'd think that if the two of us decided to call each other and have a simple conversation, it should be like faultless and simple, and it should sound like $1 million. Well, for the first time since I've ever been interviewing people, I faced this, almost an insurmountable problem. I got Tom onto my sophisticated professional recording outfit, and I said, "Hey, Tom." And he says, "Josh." "Hey, Tom." "Josh." And I'm like, "What's going on here?" You know, so I've never had an issue before. So I hung up everything, rebooted it. We could not connect to talk about Kennedy the doll. And we must have tried, you know, I don't know, 6 or 7 times, and it just wasn't going to work. And so, I was getting desperate because, and I was also feeling embarrassed. Like, I can't believe, you know, I'm talking to the producer of the show here and I can't get this equipment to work for the first time ever. I still can't explain what happened. It's working fine now. I tested it afterward. So the interview that you're about to hear is going to sound a little bit weird, because here's what I had to do to make this happen. I had to get him on my cell phone, put him on speakerphone, and then turn on a handheld audio recorder right there between the phone and my face and record us talking to each other that way. And thankfully, it doesn't really sound bad. It still turned out fine. You can hear what we're saying. It just sounds weird. But I want you to know that and keep that in mind as you listen to what we're talking about, because we will address at some point how that once Kennedy gets around, this kind of thing begins to happen. So here we go. Let's dig into my conversation with Tom Danheiser. Producer Tom Danheiser, you and I have known each other a long time, many years. And you called me one day and said, "Joshua, we are starting up a Coast to Coast AM paranormal podcast network, and I want you to be a part of it." And I think that was, believe it or not, over 3 years ago. And I want to thank you right off the bat. I just want to thank you publicly for inviting me to be a part of the network.
Well, Josh, you know, I want to tell you, you're absolutely right. That was about 3 years ago. Every bit of that story is true. And, you know, your show has turned out to be a really great show. I made a great decision, if I do say so myself. And we are very happy that you are part of the network. And I mean that.
So before we get into the big topic here, I just want to ask you, what do you think is the most important key to all of the success that Coast to Coast AM has had over all these decades?
That is one great question. I think one of the keys is discernment. And I think that when it comes to the strange, the macabre, even things that are just scientific, I think people are too quick to jump to go, "Yeah, that's it, that's it," without thinking things through. Like I noticed on your show, when like you'll do experiments and you'll do, you know, different things, I can tell that you think things through before you actually proceed to do them. And I think that's very important. You know, somebody comes to you and just says, you know, I'm just using an example, but they say, "I'm a warlock, you know, I can conjure magic." Well, yeah, okay, fine. But you know, think things through, can you? So that's kind of a lesser example of what I'm trying to say. But I like I said, thinking things through, I think, is a key.
Well, we love breaking news in the Coast to Coast AM realm, and you are always full of surprises. And recently you contacted me and said that you had a special gift to send me. So please tell us that story.
Well, I'm gonna say about 4 or 5 years ago, one of the listeners of Coast to Coast AM sent a big package to us, and in the package was a doll, a ventriloquist type doll. His name was Kennedy. And they just simply said, could you watch out for him? And so, you know, we kept this thing around. George and I just kept it around in each other's offices forever. And I'm going to fast forward to about a year ago. They had us move offices in our studios. So everything was array because there were like 4, 5, 6, 7 people moving everything. And somehow the letter from the listener got separated from where I had Kennedy in a drawer. So, you know, time went on and I kept Kennedy in my new studio and my new office. And, you know, weird stuff started happening, not to me, but to friends that would come up to my office. And somebody just asked me, look, why don't you just, you know, time to get rid of Kennedy. And for lack of a better word, I don't like the word get rid of, but, and I thought to myself, you know what, who better might enjoy him than the Wizard of Weird? So I contacted you, and sure enough, you said, yeah, I'd love to have him. And that's our story. And now you own Kennedy.
So what are some of the weird things that happened?
Well, let me tell you, they weren't weird things where like, well, no, they were. Well, let me back up. At first, it was just that people would look at him and my friends would say, he's creepy. Don't show him to me. He's got, you know, I'm sure you're going to post him at some point on your website, but, you know, he's got this ventriloquist-like face, and they just thought he was really, really creepy. And that just went on for a while. You know, a couple friends would say here and there, it's really creepy. And then one night, and, you know, I struggle with this because I can't explain this, but when my girlfriend asked me to get rid of him, maybe like a week later, we were sleeping, and I woke up to this loud crash in my kitchen, and this porcelain candy dish had fallen from the counter. Now, that seems pretty normal to me, a dish falling from the top of a shelf, but the thing I struggle with is the sound that I woke up to in no way was just a dish falling. Like, someone literally would have had to slam this on the ground, and, you know, I think to myself all the time, am I kind of just overthinking this or whatever, but I'm not. And I can't explain it. So that's the first thing that happened. Then she started noticing like shadow people going up my stairs. And I'm like, come on, come on. So I think, in fact, Josh, she said that to you and you analyzed it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I can't explain what that shadow was.
Yeah, and then, and listen, Josh, I don't know if this relates to Kennedy or not. All I'm saying is it kind of started happening after I was asked to send him away. And so I had my assistant, she was dog sitting for me one time I was gone, and she called me about 12:30 at night, because why is she calling me? And Josh, I got to tell you, there was serious terror in this woman's voice. And she said that she grabbed my dog and ran out of the house because she heard, quote, somebody dribbling a bowling ball upstairs, unquote. Now, I find that fantastic, but I also, you know, I'm not going to question someone else who says they heard this. And if I could somehow play the terror in her voice, I mean, she really was scared. I haven't heard any of this, so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't have a haunted house or anything like that, but these are some of the things that happened ever since I was asked to send Kennedy to you.
Do you have any idea as to why he's named Kennedy?
I don't. I've been looking all over for that letter, but I had it with him in a drawer, but like I said, things got thrown all over the place when they moved stuff, and so I just don't know why his name was Kennedy.
Okay, time for a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the strange activity around Kennedy, and I also want to describe him to you in as much detail as I can, to tell you sort of what it feels like to be around him, and also tell you how that you can go and see a picture of him. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be back after these important messages.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. And now, back to my conversation with producer Tom Danheiser. Again, we had to do this on a speakerphone setting because we had so many technical problems. Maybe it's because we're talking about the newest member of my family, Kennedy, the haunted doll.
And you just kept him in a box pretty much the whole time you had him, right?
Well, no. What happened was we got him out of the box. He sat in George's office for a while, and George is like, you better take that thing. I don't want to keep looking at it. So I took it in my office. I sat him there for a while, and then it came time to where we had to really start packing up our things to move. So I stuck him in a cabinet drawer. I laid him carefully in a cabinet drawer and shut the drawer, and he stayed there for a couple months.
Well, as we speak, Kennedy is isolated in a room in my lab with a camera on him 24/7 and some instruments there also on camera to measure any kind of electromagnetic or electrostatic activity associated with movement and life. So, you know, we'll see what we can document. But do you think it's possible, Tom, that Kennedy might become just as interesting as, say, like Robert the Doll?
I do. I think it's possible. There's one thing that confuses me. Every friend, when I say every friend, I want to say like two or three people have looked at him and said he's really creepy. Mm-hmm. But I recognize that he's kind of, you know, strange looking. He's a doll, but I never really felt, you know, threatened or creeped out or anything. And then when I sent him to you, you and Lauren, I believe, felt fine. Like, there's nothing weird about him. So I don't know if it's the people or what. I certainly think it's possible he could be like Robert the Doll. But I will tell you, it is strange to me that nothing, well, besides the weird things I told you, nothing really happened when you got him. And then all of a sudden tonight, when you asked me if we could talk about him, we had some trouble.
Yeah. For the first time ever. I mean, like, in the past 3 years that I've been doing Strange Things, I have never had an issue with trying to record an interview. And this is the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't know how to explain the candy dish. And my girlfriend can tell you that she did not get a good vibe from him. And Josh, I wish I could explain to everybody how I feel, because, you know, this sound I woke up to, and like I said, I'm really discerning. I kind of try to take things apart and see what I should believe and what I shouldn't. But there was no way that this dish falling from a shelf of maybe 2 feet made the noise that was the noise that I woke up to. There's just no way.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that has always impressed me about you is that you are an incredibly logical, practical person. I mean, you hear the craziest stories all the time, and yet at the same time, you know, you're basically, you know, a businessman, and you're looking at logical explanations and cause and effect and all that. So it means a lot that, you know, you think there's something odd about this doll. In general, I guess, do you feel that there is some kind of a possible spirit in this thing?
Yes, I would certainly believe that. But I would also believe that the spirit only seems to come out to certain people at certain times. And I don't – you know, I love the weird. I love the wacky. I love everything this earth has to offer. But the things that I can't explain drive me crazy. And, you know, I don't know. This bowling ball sound that my assistant heard upstairs around the time when I was asked to send Kennedy to you, my girlfriend also heard it one night when I wasn't here. I haven't heard anything. So then I start thinking, well, you know, is it just women that hear this? But, you know, I just don't know, and it drives me crazy. I can't figure it out. But I will tell you, that candy dish thing is probably one of the most bizarre things in a long time that has happened that ponders me.
Well, Tom, October is my birthday month, and you've just given me a great gift, and I'm pretty sure it will be the gift that keeps on giving to all of us. So this is exciting, and, you know, we'll just I'm going to keep studying it and updating everybody. But thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
No, not at all. And I do want to leave you with one other thing. You know, there's things that are, I believe, things that are evil will show you right away. And the fact that you've had Kennedy for a while and everything's been fine, with the exception of maybe our little recording tonight, I don't think he's evil, at least not with you and Lauren. I don't think he was with me, but I don't think that he liked other people telling me, you know, you need to get rid of him, he's creepy.
Yeah,
so that's my take.
Yeah. You're right. I mean, like, it seems like that there are some bizarre technical things. As a matter of fact, even the camera that I have on him right now has been malfunctioning, and that's never happened before. So, I guess that's just, you know, part of the problem when it comes to trying to document the paranormal. I mean, you know, it kind of interferes with the process. But well, we're going to keep
weird,
everybody, Josh, updated. Yeah.
It's weird because, you know, this stuff is not, you know, brain surgery. You hit a record button, you make sure things are working, it's fine. And when you couldn't, you must have called me 7 times tonight.
Yeah.
To get a proper connection. And I just kept thinking, oh my God, what is this?
I've never had that problem once. I mean, I at first I was like, is Tom messing with me? I've never had that issue at all. So, yeah, there's something happening here. So I think it's going to be really interesting to keep everybody updated on what kind of mysterious phenomena occurs around Kennedy. And
I agree.
Yeah.
But Josh, I think that you, I, and Lauren are in his good graces. I will say that.
I sure hope so. All right. Well, very cool. Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate it, my friend.
Josh, thanks for having me on Strange Things.
Now, I know you all are dying to hear more about how Kennedy looks. And by the way, the night that I received him and Lauren and I took him out of the box, we put him in a chair and took a picture of him and I sent it to my mom. And my mom texted back, "That thing is creepy. I would get rid of that demonic looking thing." So that's the reaction that my mom had. But Lauren and I, we're getting a good vibe off him, but here we go. So Kennedy is, he looks to be like a standard size ventriloquist doll, except he has a very thick, torso. His skin is sort of light pink. He has coal black hair. He has these, eyes that look kind of, mischievous. He has a couple of kind of sharp black eyebrows, and his eyes are just a little bit squinty, and he's got these kind of odd eyelashes drawn around his eyes, but his eyes look incredibly realistic. When you look right into his eyes, they're kind of penetrating, and he's got red lips and this big wide grin on his face with these slightly rosy cheeks. He's wearing a little plaid vest with a burgundy tie. He's got some dark trousers on. We actually bought him some nice new little shoes. He's wearing a white shirt, you know, so he looks like a very well-dressed little man. And the thing is, he also has kind of like this smirk on his face. And you know how usually these types of dolls are used in an act to be like a little smarty pants. So it's not unusual for the doll to have a sarcastic look, but he looks realistic enough that when we first got him and we had him sitting in the chair, every time I would walk into the room and look over, and like I kind of would forget that he was there, and I'd look over and see him, and it would startle me because I felt like there was a person sitting in the house. And as I mentioned before, when we first got him, he wasn't completely assembled. You could take his head out of his body, and it has all these levers all over it. And one lever controls his eyebrows going up and down. The other one controls his eyes moving back and forth. And then he's got one for opening and closing his eyes and his mouth. And I mean, it's just really, really well made. And I do believe this is a professional doll, and I'm going to try to figure out who made him. I know a guy, I haven't talked to him in years, who's a professional puppeteer. I'm going to see if I can get in touch with him to give you his insight on who may have made this doll. Where did this doll come from? But I honestly, since we've had him, nothing terrible has happened, but I do have him under surveillance 24/7. We have instruments on him, and I just hope the energy stays positive, but I'm going to be keeping you updated on this. And I am just delighted to have Kennedy, and I think it's just amazing that Tom sent me this, and now I can study it and tell all of you about it. So trust me, there's going to be more to come, and there's going to be more to come on this show. In our next segment, I'm going to tell you about this very haunted property that I investigated last night. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and I will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and I was so wrapped up in looking at the picture of Kennedy, the haunted doll, and describing him that I forgot to tell you how you can just go look at a picture of him yourself. Go to JoshuaPWarren.com. There is no period after the P at JoshuaPWarren.com. Click the link to the Curiosity Shop, scroll around, and you will find a picture of Kennedy somewhere on that page. You can't miss him. And you know what else? While you are there, if you purchase something, guess what's going to happen? I've got some great news. Believe it or not, our little dog Llama is still alive, and she is doing much better than anybody ever expected. I was prepared to give you some bad news with this recording, but I'm telling you, I mean, it's almost starting to border on miraculous. So many of you have gone to the Curiosity Shop and you've purchased things. All the money goes to her medical care. You've been praying. People have been sending various, you know, gifts that might help her. It's honestly starting to border on miraculous. And so at a certain point, I do want to tell all of you exactly every specific thing that we've done and people who have helped us specifically along the way, so that if your pet is having trouble, especially severe trouble, I mean, like on death's door, I feel obligated to share this information with you. So thank you. Thank you. Keep the prayers coming. And again, please go to JoshuaPWarren.com. Go to that curiosity shop and know that any dollar you spend is going to an excellent cause. I wish we had more time, but we don't. So let me jump straight into what I did last night. I have a friend who shoots videos on YouTube. They're very popular videos. His name is Danny the Medic, because he actually is a paramedic. So if you go to YouTube and you just type in Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, Danny the Medic, you can see the videos that he does that are often focused on the Las Vegas area. And they're very insightful. They're funny. And like I say, he's got a very popular channel. So he wanted to do something spooky for Halloween. And I told him that, well, if we were to get together and investigate a haunted room, we should probably do it at the Flamingo. Because, long story short, the Flamingo, which opened on December 26th of 1946, became the model for today's like lavish hotel casino on the Strip. I mean, that was what everything else after the Flamingo tried to live up to Flamingo standards. And one of the reasons that place was so lavish was because it was very expensive to put together. And the guy who kind of came in and finalized that whole project was the infamous mobster Bugsy Siegel. Bugsy Siegel was one of the most famous gangsters of his day. And when he got involved with the Flamingo, he was, you know, around his early 40s. He was just a brutal murderer, and he was connected to just about every vice you can imagine. And yet he was very popular in the press. He always wore nice suits, and he was, you know, he was the classic kind of like gangster living the high life kind of thing, even though he was a wicked man. And so he was involved with the Mob Money and Murder Incorporated and all that. And so he got an enormous amount of mob money there to finish up that project. But it didn't open as well as was expected. He was there managing it the whole time. And Bugsy Siegel, he hated to be called Bugsy. His name was Benjamin, but they called him Bugsy because he'd killed a lot of people with his own hands. And everybody said he was crazy as a bed bug when he got mad, whatever that means. But he had his own penthouse there he would stay in. And he had so many enemies that there was only one doorway and only one entrance into his suite. But there were five hidden exits. One of them was through a closet where he would slide down this ladder, basically, where he would keep a limo driver waiting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, to get him out of there. And so there was a lot of dark energy around the Flamingo. And at some point, not long, I mean, less than a year after it opened, the other gangsters who were, you know, bankrolling a lot of this stuff, Meyer Lansky and such, they said that, well, a lot of them believed that he was embezzling money, and that was a big no-no. So when he was 41 years old, Bugsy Siegel was sitting at his girlfriend's house in Beverly Hills in the evening reading a newspaper, and somebody came up to the house outside the window with a rifle and shot him multiple times and killed him. One bullet actually knocked his left eyeball out of his head, so he died instantly. And that murder has never been solved. Everybody said that so many people wanted to kill him, it would be impossible to solve that murder. So what's interesting is that as soon as that happened, a lot of people started, you know, they stopped talking about Bugsy Siegel because and they thought, well, we don't want to be associated with that. But times have changed. And so now there's actually a garden behind the Flamingo, and it has flamingos in it, and they have a chapel there, and they have a little memorial with a plaque dedicated to Bugsy Siegel. And people see the ghost of Bugsy Siegel walking around that little garden all the time, but also all over the property. And there have been dozens of reports of guests and employees seeing these gangster apparitions in their rooms at night. Whether or not it actually is Bugsy Siegel is hard to say, because Bugsy Siegel probably was always haunted by a lot of these unrestful spirits anyway, that he had helped to provide by being a murderer. So that the property was always haunted by those types of beings. But, you know, and then there was a maid who said that one time she heard this guy screaming bloody murder, like he was being tortured in one of the rooms, and she got security and went in, but there was nobody in there. The stories go on and on about that whole property being haunted. So Danny and I got together last night, and I brought some of my best equipment, and we sat down in his room and we shot some video, and I did some tests. And let me tell you, right off the bat, the first thing that happened was Danny has shot, I'm sure, hundreds of videos, if not over 1,000. And as soon as we sit down and start talking about this, the audio starts cutting in and out. Everything starts glitching. Even he was amazed. And he says he's a man of science. Okay. He's a medic. He's not a ghost enthusiast. Even he was amazed. And after that, we started getting some very strange readings on the EMF meters. I had a thermal camera there, got some very interesting hot spots and cold spots. So, I don't know what all the results are going to show us. I can tell you that I did not see the ghost of a gangster appear in the room last night. But what I will tell you is that I have not seen this finished segment yet. And he said that he is going to release it on October the 31st. So I don't know when you're listening to this podcast, but if it's after October the 31st, 2023, on or after, well, then go to YouTube and look up Danny the Medic, and you'll find that as one of his most recent videos. But I find that, you know, at a place like that, you might go in and say, well, maybe this room isn't haunted. Maybe that room isn't. But once you start talking about these things, that alone can bring that energy in, because the spiritual realm is not always necessarily tied down to a particular place or a particular time. You can access it mentally at any time from anywhere. And it seems like it doesn't matter what you believe or you don't believe, that there is always something that at least affects your equipment and your instruments when you start bringing up this kind of material. And that's why I say that's been a hallmark of this particular show. So check out Danny's video, and I could sit here and talk to you more and more and more about creepy things related to the mob and the flamingo. But ultimately, I do love the flamingo. It's a great place, and I recommend you check it out. Also, in less than a month, the new Durango Casino opens in my neck of the woods, and I'm looking forward to telling you more about that. All right, my friends, I hope you have enjoyed this special spooky edition of the show. I will let you know how things go with Kennedy the Doll. Maybe we'll find out more about who he is and where he's from and all that kind of thing. But now it is time, as we often do, to try to clear our minds, breathe in something positive, take a deep breath if you can, close your eyes if you can. Let's all listen together to the Good Fortune Tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift, and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show, and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.